Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now, juggling around the region. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living vicious wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing duggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living vicious wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, erection, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Didn't see this, girls, I'm throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I can imagine who's paying storms, flashing up and dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit, we be raising all the places, how the fuck? We be living here as obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, counting up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc getting energy, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks be faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to the rider radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawing no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living vicious pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing darkness where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living vicious pigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies eating up your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Woo woo, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Jungle of Rider Radio. Of course, I be the host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, he'll join us whenever. But, just, you know, we are only going to 12:30 tonight. You know, gotta work in the morning. But, we will be back for a full show tomorrow night. But, Wednesday night, no show. You know, since he probably won't have any listeners. We're just going to take the night off on Wednesday. Now, if you'll excuse it more, I got some fucking wrestling to finish. So, speaking of wrestling, I'm going to give you this. Get ready for some motherfucking nightmares.
Alive.
Underworld watches in horror as this marks the day that three of America's most notorious outlaws will be executed for their crimes. Together, the states of Michigan and California will conduct the executions behind prison walls. The three prisoners are set to be executed by three separate methods, electric chair hanging and firing squad. Midnight tonight will mark the first execution.
Death waits in my cell, I can smell them. Somebody tell them that I still breathe. Leave, I'm alive, I've never seen 25. Yet still I can feel, I'm real. When it all happened I was in the limelight. News, camera, damn it, killer stamina. Another year I'm still here but forgotten. Skin is rotten, feeling old, cold. Motherfucker in a robe gonna sentence me to die in a metal chair. Cause I might not hear. Bad enough I'll be dead. Yet I'm trying to figure out a way to keep my eyes from popping out my head. Oh, then remember my ass twisted with my eyes dripping down the glass. Shaggy, I think I'm trying to start a riot. And then it's like deeper, he don't seem fazed by it. I know the devil's waiting on me, but does God like he playing his role in killing me? So lock me up until I die, maybe. But you never can tell, we might be sharing a cell in hell. Cause my last request was, let my homies smoke my ashes and catch a violent J-Buzz. One more thing before you hit that switch. Please tell my mama that I'm sorry. I never... Cruise on the power they got. Search in the worst spot. They scared, hear him screaming, fully loaded. It was funny at first, till his head exploded. It's something else for me, another kill. This is wicked, but deeper on the life bill. It all starts with a thick rope. Making new sin, I'm gone. Stretched out my neck bone. Minutes left, I think about my brother. When we was young, wait, I don't have a brother. What the fuck? My mind's in a tangle. I wish somebody was here that I could strangle. I keep waking up on the floor cause I'm strangling myself. But what the fuck for? Staring at the cracks on the walls. Whistling this, fidgeting in my balls. Kill me! It'll still all be the same. We can climb like the low phantom of the night train. But if I drop, we don't die. Tie weights to my legs and give it another try. No, I'm coming, think of something. I ain't feeling so hot, let's go for it next week. Didn't work, I pulled down my collar. At least you won't be hearing me holler. Split my neck shut.
They shouldn't have took the job. Blow holes through their heads like donuts. Grown ups, kids and girls, gather around and get gunned down. I do it for the fun of it, adrenaline rush. Coked up quick to bust, plus I love my dust. Gun fun, watch your blood run, son. I'm on one. Motherfucker. But check it, this time I'll be the one dissected. I can't wait to feel the heat when letting flesh meet. Bittersweet, baby, I've been waiting for this. Go straight to hell, kick it with the rest of my clique. Fuck a blindfold, I wanna look deep in the eyes so they can see the full face of the dog as he dies. Plus I wanna see the motherfucker squeeze. I got a hot date with my soulmate. Bust, I just...
Cry for me.
And we are back, and we got a 2-1-3 with us.
What up, dog? Woo-woo?
What's going on, Hybrid?
Hey, you got it, dog. And I'm a little bit upset, and I'm kind of happy, but I'm more upset than fucking happy, dog.
Why is that, man?
Look, man, we supposed to be motherfucking juggalos, okay? We supposed to be motherfucking juggalos hanging out, being family, and then especially since Grand Theft Auto 5 came the fuck out, you know, the motherfucking lows that get on the motherfucking game, we could play with each other, hang out, kill motherfuckers with each other. You know what these punk bitch motherfuckers that call themselves juggalos do? They run around with that fake ass wannabe Violent J attitude, talking about I don't give a fuck, I'm a juggalo. They kill other juggalos, talk shit to other juggalos, and everybody's trying to be more juggalo than the other juggalo. Look, man, Havoc, I'm looking at you right now as you got a show. So I'm hoping you stay neutral on this situation, okay? Because this is a family affair fucking problem. You see, my parents are dying right now, and I might not be able to make it to the gathering for the Juggalo court. But look, man, I had Two-Face the Abomination steal money from me as part of original Juggalo family. You know what I did? I sent him money around Christmas, fucking buy some stickers for some homies that didn't, you know, that wanted an OJF sticker. This motherfucker used his personal problems, took my fucking money, and told me, it's just $20, quit crying. Like, what the fuck? You know, that was a donation, right? He broke up with this woman. His woman tried to fucking replace it and send me the stickers. I'm like, I don't want them stickers. I want my money back. It wasn't used for juggalos, right? So Farrell had to send me the money. He sent me money. But this is the thing. If you're my friend and I know you stole from another juggalo, this is how I get down. I will pull you to the side and I'll be like, dude, you ain't fucking right, man. Look, you got to give that juggalo his money. We're fucking lows. You can't, man, I can't be part of this. See, you know what I'm saying? See, I'm that kind of motherfucker. I'm not going to enable a friend, you know, and say, well, it's not my beef. We're juggalos. You know what happened when that motherfucker stole that shit from that couple 2 years ago?
Yep.
A year ago, he got his ass whooped, homie. He got his ass whooped. Motherfuckers were trying to cut his fucking hatchet man out, and he fucking ran. They destroyed his car. And motherfuckers say, that's why we get a bad name. That ain't why we get a fucking bad name. We've been doing that shit for years. If you a juggalo and you steal from another juggalo, you get racist and call juggalos niggers and all this other shit and try to say it means this and mean that, and when you're really just a fucking bigot, you're a fucking piece of shit and you need to be called out. Violent J had a fucking problem with bigotry in Northern Carolina or Sandy Dune, Carolina, okay? And he hates racism. He hates fucking racism, okay? He's from a place where he grew up with black people in D-Town, you know, in the D-Town area, okay? And there is no way that you could be a white dude in the hip-hop and just fucking racist like that if you're a poor white boy. That's why they don't fucking play that shit. Like, how can you sing I'm Going Chicken Hunting if you love to be a fucking racist? Chicken hunting is about getting fucking bigot-ass rednecks, you know, bigots, you know? So we have learned to accept the rebel flag because, okay, we got Southern juggalos, but you can't be calling motherfuckers niggas. You can't, you know, not in anger, you know, when it means like, hey, homie, hey, nigga, oh, this is my nigga. What's up, nigga? Man, I love you, nigga. That's the way you use the word. That's hip-hop. That's from black culture. That's poor culture. That's how we use it. But when you say, you fucking nigga, how the fuck are you going to say you a juggalo? Okay? Now, then we move on to Ransom Starks' bitch ass with the fucking Juggalo family chat, and I hope he's listening right the fuck now. I'm calling out each and every one of those punk bitch-made motherfuckers, okay? I got receipts, I got numbers, I got fucking number 7K380752JF935653E, sent to Kenneth Travis. I sent that bitch-made motherfucker $27 for a fucking gay-ass, glow-in-the-dark fucking Hatchet Man shirt just to support him because I was one of his admin. 4 months passed by, my ninja, 4 months, and then I'm like, dude, you said he was going to give me my shirt, where's my shirt? Now, he totally avoids it ever happened. Now, this is what happened. Dig the lick. He was so mad I called him out. All of a sudden, with my real name, he starts sending my daughter's fucking messages, harassing my family. Dirty Christensen, Dirty whatever his name is, starts harassing my family. And I know it's them because they use the same words they use when they curse me out. And they use the name that I sent them in the PayPal fucking shit. PayPal even says this dude is a thief. Now that I said all this, thieves. What did we do to thieves at the fucking gathering? They got their asses whipped, and they had to walk home, goddammit. And call us a gang. We ain't no fucking gang. We're a fucking family. And what the fuck do you do if somebody slaps the shit out of your mother? You beat the shit out of them. What happens when somebody comes up in your house and steals your fucking shit? You beat the shit out of them, okay? So how the fuck are we a gang because we're taking care of our family, all right? These motherfuckers are punk bitches. They're on Facebook trying to make a name for themselves, trying to ruin other motherfuckers' names because they got fucking caught and called out. And he's mad because our Juggalo family chat is almost at 30 fucking thousand. And he's mad because he started with his little Juggalo family chat and he thinks we ain't copying off that bitch. We got a fucking official website. We got fucking people following us from Strange Music, fucking Psychopathic. Violent J and Shaggy follow our fucking GTA group. Look, dude, it ain't the only one. We got fucking Necro, Vanilla Ice, motherfucking, we got a few motherfuckers on our shit, you know, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking Doe Doubler just fucking followed me because I'm in the fucking entertainment business. Yeah, I'm not famous, but look, I'm a squirrel trying to get a nut like the rest of these fucking lows. But how the fuck do us as Juggalos put up with other Juggalos knowing that they are fucking stealing from other Juggalos, knowing that they're just fucking making up shit and harassing other Juggalos, stalking them? How the fuck does anybody ignore that and say, well, it's not my beef? Man, fuck that. If Eminem had come to a goddamn gathering 2 years ago, he would have got pelted with fucking rocks. That wasn't our beef. That was fucking ICP and fucking Eminem's beef. But look, Tequila got fucked up. Motherfucking that punk motherfucker King Gordy with his racist ass, he deserved to get fucked up. I don't play that racist shit. You gonna call somebody fucking you honky white piece of shit, honky white, you know? And I'm like, what the fuck, motherfucker? How the fuck you gonna call white people racist ass names? And you were fucking, and then you got songs about Juggalos. You're just trying to make money off of Juggalos because no black people like your fucking music, you fat piece of shit. You know, fuck these motherfucking fakes, dude. It's like, I don't even care. And I'm sorry, dog. You know, I'm going on about this, but the facts need to be made, and I hope this fucking shit is recorded. These motherfuckers are punk bitches, man. All right? Ransom Stark, a.k.a. Kenneth Travis, is a fucking bitch. Anybody that wants to know proof, if they want proof so they don't fucking judge without the proof, I have the proof. And if you want the link to the PayPal woman even saying, yes, Kenneth Travis, he didn't send you any merchandise, there's no record of it, he can't produce it, but I did send money and it was confirmed. If PayPal can say that this motherfucker's a thief, how the fuck I ain't getting no real Juggalos behind my back, except my man Angel Irizarry, except motherfucker the badass Alejandro, okay, and the most beautiful in the whole world motherfucking Ellie Cat. Okay?
The demon in
the house. What's up? Well, wait a minute. Oh, wait, who is that? Is that Angel talking?
Yeah, that's the demon.
Oh, shit. That freaked me out. What up, though? What up, man?
Chilling, you know.
Hey, much love to you, man, because I'm going to tell you something. Angel Irizarry stood by me. He stood by me because I'm a fucking pit bull. Look, man, we don't like fucking a bunch of fucking rules. We don't want to fucking, like, regulate and just tell people what to do for a power trip. We just don't want to lose our group, man. So I had to take some money and get a couple of investors to put out an effort to help us so we can have an official group so maybe motherfuckers won't cry if we give them a fucking platform to talk their little bullshit on so Facebook won't have to talk to us. But ask Angel, man. They didn't fucking work together. These punk bitches worked together and had my account. One of my accounts fucking is like red flag because of these motherfuckers just making up shit. Okay?
Oh, remember? So I bought all the shit they did to me, remember?
Yeah. And Yeah. They calling him all kinds of names, harassing his family, making videos of the motherfucker, okay? And always talking about us. See, motherfuckers say, man, you never stop talking. I'm like, dude, the people notice in our group, I never talk about this motherfucker until I have seen something that he said that day. Then I just got to throw out something for damage control, all right? That's the only time I try to talk about him. And then Corey Barnes with his bitch ass. This motherfucker made a GTA group called the Cursed Juggalos. Now, I'm going to give them their little props, okay? Here's your little commercial, you little cursed bitches. The Cursed Juggalos called my boy a pedophile. 17 years old, and he was macking to a 15-year-older. He just turned 17. They're both in high school. They were just talking on fucking Xbox, but they didn't like the motherfucker. Was it because he was black and he was one of my commissioners? I don't know. But they call him a nigger, and they call me a nigger, right? How come I can't be an asshole, Havoc? How come they just can't say, fuck you, you fucking dick? Fuck you, asshole, suck my dick. No, they got to be like, nigger. And then they back up and say, well, it means ignorant. I'm like, motherfucker, look, I went to college. That word don't mean ignorant. Ignorant is a fucking synonym of the fucking word, and it's one of the last synonyms used in the Oxford 10th edition dictionary. Can't nobody fuck with me on that. If you're a juggalo, you don't do that. You want to say family. Say, you don't just say it. You act it, motherfucker. You fucking love a motherfucker. When motherfuckers don't have nobody to talk to, you go to them and you talk to them and say, man, what's wrong, homie? When motherfuckers are fucking hurting and they're down in the dumps and you got something and they don't, maybe you can give them a little something and feed that homie. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the homie don't fucking can't get in the fucking gathering. Help sneak him in or fucking give him a little money or whatever. You know, help out a fucking homie, man. Love a homie. This is supposed to be family. But these motherfuckers, we are turning into exactly what happened to the punk rock movement. Okay, we have become commercial. We are becoming the most popular entity in the whole entire fucking world, to where all the fucking major artists of the 90s and the early 2000s, they ain't getting no fucking work. So where do they go? They come to the motherfucking gathering. Motherfucking a la Busta Rhymes, Ice Cube, motherfucking all these motherfuckers that were fucking the top entertainers, they come to the gathering to make money, homie, because they can off of 8, 9, 10,000 fucking juggalos, okay? You know, I'm tired of these motherfuckers, Havoc. I'm tired of these fake-ass bitches using the internet with their little words and saying, butthurt, hey, you're butthurt, hey, butthurt. Man, I hear butthurt so many times. Like, can't motherfuckers say something else? Butthurt? When is that shit going to go out of style, Havoc?
I don't know, man. I feel the same way about the word swag and YOLO. When the fuck are those going to tell me what's up saying that shit?
Yeah.
No argument
swag,
there.
Yeah, well, you know, swag and YOLO, like you know, in black culture, a lot of motherfuckers like to make up shit, and then it gets caught on to, and people like to say, but see, I associate it with that. With them motherfuckers on the street posturing and acting all fucking mad niggerish and shit. You know what I'm saying? Look, that's why I don't like that shit. And, you know, I'm a fucking juggalo. Just saying the fucking word swag and YOLO is fucking commercial bullshit, dog. Okay? I ain't fucking trying to fucking be like, yeah, I got swag. I said, now I ain't gonna lie to you, because I'm a fucking triple OG, my ninja. Okay? I used to say I got motherfucking swag, homie. That was before this shit was famous. Pips were saying that shit all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't saying it no more, Joe, because that is some commercial-ass swag, YOLO. Man, if you catch me saying YOLO as some kind of celebration, man, slap the fucking spit out my mouth, though. Okay? That ain't me. Fuck those motherfuckers. But look, we juggalos up this motherfucking bitch. And I'm going to tell y'all, everybody that's listening to this show right now, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking post this shit. Y'all motherfuckers should be listening. This is real motherfucking shit. We got some family business to tend to. We got to regulate our own family and stop saying shit like, well, it's not my problem. It's not my beef. Well, then you ain't my fucking family, motherfucker. Just because you got some friends in your local hometown and you don't have to worry about us juggalos on the other side of the country. You know, the way I look at it, Back in the day, I was a juggalo that traveled all over the country. After I left MTV, I fucking traveled all over the country, worked for radio in different states, and I've been traveling for many years. So when I fucking see juggalos in another state, I'm like, hey, what's up, ninja? And motherfuckers usually had that automatic respect because they never seen a ninja, especially in some of these towns where there ain't no black people at all, okay? You know, I come up in a fucking town, and I'm like, what up, ninja? Whoop, whoop. They're like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't have respect like that no more, man. We don't have that shit no more. Motherfuckers are all clicked up in their little fucking little cliques and shit, all right? And everybody else just wants to, like, they want to be up on their blunt man's fucking sucking, you know, riding his cock because he's blunt man, you know, and blunt man knows it. That's why I love blunt man, because blunt man's like, he knows who's fake and who, you know, whatever, but he's a businessman. That's why ICP really and all of them really can't say a lot of shit because they fucking with their money. They got hella ICP and Cottonmouth Kings especially got hella fucking racist as fans, dude. We got Juggalo Sport and fucking Hatchet Men next to swastikas and then trying to act like it means peace. Man, I will beat the shit out these fucking punk made bitch motherfuckers. I'm a fucking juggalo, homie. I'm like whoop, whoop to the motherfucking whoop, okay? And motherfuckers that want to do that revenge shit and stab in the back shit, nah, we need to fucking stop that shit, dog. I'm sorry for taking up your show, but I feel like this is the kind of shit people really want to hear in between the music because this is some real family business talk show type shit. And if anybody's going to talk about it, it's me. Because I'm the most hated motherfucking Juggalo admin in all of the Juggalo world, of the most hated fucking fans, of the most hated band in the fucking world. And you know what? I fucking accept that. Because I don't give a fuck, dude. Let me tell you something. The last thing I want to say is this fucking shit. I got mad love for Juggalo Family Chat. The fucking people in that motherfucker that have become my friends, that have stayed with me, that have backed me up, and I backed them up. I fucking love those motherfuckers, okay? And I'm going to fucking name them. I'm going to name them in about 5 seconds because I got to pull this shit up. I want everybody to know, okay? I'm a paranoid motherfucker when it comes to this shit because people steal groups. Admins be stealing groups from motherfuckers. They're like, I can't wait for my chance. Then they steal a group, you know, and then they take it over, and then nobody really cares after that. They just like, whatever, they just stay in the group. They don't fucking care. They, you know, what we're supposed to do is turn our back on motherfuckers like that, but we don't. But I got mad love for my woman, Ellie Cat, the queen. Motherfucking Ellie Cat is my motherfucking queen and my future baby's mama, and she is my lovely queen, and the whole world better know, and all you funky-ass bitches trying to friend me can suck a donkey cock. I don't want to be your fucking friend. Get some conversation with a motherfucker and get to know me a little bit. But let me tell you something. I'm jealous and my woman's jealous. And we ain't going to fucking lose each other to nobody. So you bitches, if you ain't on my friends list, don't send me a motherfucking friends request. Fuck you, okay? Let me get to know who you are. You don't come to me. I come to you, motherfucker, okay? Now, Michael Primus, that's a bad boy. That's a bad boy. A little half retarded, but it's a bad boy. Motherfuckers, you better recognize. Motherfucking Juan Jug Psychotech. Juan Jug Psychotech, he's a motherfucking ninja to the fucking bone. I got many whoops for that motherfucker. Desert Errorist of Cloud Nine is a fucking intelligent, fucking wise, fucking, he's a fucking sage, and he's a musician. Mad props to his band, Cloud Nine Murders, goddammit. That's Desert Errorist of Cloud Nine. Give that man some motherfucking props, okay? I was paranoid about him being an admin, but that I can't deny him and his mind and his fucking genius with his fucking juggalo memes and his fucking knowledge of history. I like to talk to motherfuckers like that, so got mad love for Desert Errorist of Cloud Nine. And we had our beef in the past, trust me, okay? I got mad love for Victoria Lotus Crowley. She knows who the fuck she is. She's always been down. She is fucking loyal, and she is the shit. Kyle motherfucking Burnson, he's been to my house. That motherfucker lives in Shangri-La, and every time he comes to my motherfucking house, he brings a piece of that shit with me till he goes back. Because that motherfucker is not a human being. He's a fucking spirit, okay? Believe what I say to you. And Alejandro W. Ocho, I got mad love for that motherfucking king, Amoderay, Alejandro W. Ocho. That motherfucker is fucking intelligent also, has knowledge of politics and real motherfucking shit. It ain't no dumb juggalo. We need more juggalos like these so we don't have fucking the stereotype running around. Tina Aguilera, very loyal. Kyle Burson's fucking girlfriend. She's a bad girl, and she's very loyal. That's all I got to say about her. Juan Torres, he's been in that motherfucker a long-ass motherfucking time, and don't nobody want to fuck with Juan Torres, because that motherfucker, you'll think he's your best friend, and he'll be setting you up the whole time because we knew you was guilty in the first goddamn place. Juan Torres is on the side of good, and I'm glad he's on my motherfucking side. And Leif Bruce is a motherfucking mystery to us all, okay, except for this fact. He's been an admin of fucking Juggalo Family Chat for a long-ass fucking time, and I got his back, and he's got mine. So these 1, 2, 3, 4, what is it, 12 people we got, Angel? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Total staff.
We got
in the singles page, we got 22 admittance total. That's including the singles page. 22 admittance.
All right. So listen, I can't take up all this show's time and shit, even though I think this is some juicy shit and talk radio is a motherfucking different twist and should be happening. And I know ain't no other juggalos are all faking the funk right now. And everybody's just like, hey, fam. No, motherfucker, talk about the problems, motherfucker. We got problems, motherfucker, so let's mention it. Don't be scared. You don't got to be scarred, motherfucker. Let's talk about that shit and let's fix that shit so that we can move on as one tight unit, as one family. But no, these motherfuckers on the internet really don't know what it's about. So they fucking look at the fucking juggalos on TV and then they get this fucking stereotypical fucking cartoon version of what a juggalo is, and that's what we got to deal with on the internet. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I love some real motherfucking juggalos. I became a juggalo because I grew up with racism, and I hate fucking racism with a fucking passion. I'm half Choctaw. My own Choctaw, even though we were called the Black Indians because we mixed with the blacks, the Choctaw still are racist, just like a whole lot of natives are racist. And we need, as racist, as native people, need to stop being racist. But I don't give a fuck. If you ain't a juggalo, you can kiss my fucking ass. You can suck the shit out of my fucking anus. Fuck you. I will knock you the fuck out and piss on your fucking face, and I'll go to jail and then an anger management group to fucking get that shit expunged in fucking 3 years. Fuck you, okay? I'm a fucking juggalo, and if you a juggalo, love me, motherfucker, and I'll love you 10 times motherfucking more. I got mad props for motherfucking Juggalo Family Chat. I got mad props to Havoc. And this motherfucking show, and he's putting it down constantly, 100%, all the fucking time. And that makes me want to put my money behind him. And that's not just to kiss his or get him on my side. The man's working. And if he's working, he deserves to get some love and some help from a juggalo. Hey, we talk about Mormons all the time, but they be helping each other out. That's why them motherfuckers are tight. They be helped just like that cop that was murdered, who was my friend, by the way. That cop that was just murdered by them punk. I can't never look at the Joker and the fucking whatever that bitch is. What's that bitch
Hillary
name?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Fuck that. I can't even look at him the same no more, man, because they killed my homie. Because this was a cop that lived around the corner from me, and he also was a good fucking father. And I went to church sometimes because the church is around the corner from me. And the motherfucker, he met me and said, so you're a juggalo, huh? And he's known me for fucking a few years, and he has never bothered me. I have not had any cops fucking bother me in my area. I am clean in my area because of that cop. That cop fucking knows me, invited me to his fucking house for dinner more than once. Fucking, he was a righteous motherfucker, dog. He just happened to be a cop. And if anybody wants to say fuck the police, let me just remind you what Violent J said a couple of years ago after the 2011 gathering. Somebody asked, Violent J, are there any cops, do you know any cops that are juggalos? Because him and his friend were having an argument, and they wanted to ask Violent J. Violent J quickly answered, yes, we have a couple of cops that are juggalos. He named a couple of them. One of them he said he just talked to on the phone that lives in New Jersey, and he named them. If anybody wants to fucking research Violent J's fucking timeline, go ahead, because it's there, and I swear it on the hatchet. We got cops that's fucking juggalos. We got security guards that's fucking juggalos. We got motherfucking Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, that are juggalos. We have been around for more than 20 years, son. okay? So we are bound to have a bunch of people that love the wicked shit, okay? Somebody might become a cop. Shit, maybe they joined the service, became a Marine, they're out now, and the only job they can get was be a cop. And they're lying to themselves, maybe, and they might be saying, well, I'm going to be a different kind of cop. Whatever the case, that if you a juggalo motherfucker, you a motherfucking juggalo, okay? But if you one of them punk bitch made ass juggalos, I ain't gonna call you fake, but I will try to knock you the fuck out if you get out of fucking pocket. I swear to God on my mama's life, on my daughter's life, on the hatchet, okay? I had too many juggalos steal money from me just in less than a year. Talking shit from Twitter, I can name all kinds of motherfuckers. The motherfuckers, the Twitterlos with their little phone line and shit. Mikey Chaos and his woman. Everybody thinks they're cool. That's why their phone line ended, because they were fucking punk bitches. Saw them at the gathering and shit. Them motherfuckers started shit. You know what? Fuck a punk bitch juggalo. I'm telling all you juggalos right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to just ask you. Turn your back on these punk bitch juggalos. I have turned my back on juggalos that I figured were punk bitches and I couldn't argue with them no more. I turned my back on them. And you'd be amazed that if you just leave a motherfucker alone after a certain amount of time, they may come back to you. Many of you motherfuckers know how I am. Now imagine how I feel with some of these juggalos I've had. Hardcore words come back to me in a month or two and they're like, homie, I'm sorry, dog, I was drunk. I was fucked up, or I wasn't thinking right, man. Let's let bygones be bygones. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what it means, you know, when we fight and we get back to the loving again. But there ain't going to be no loving with Ransom Stark unless he gives me my motherfucking money back and admits that I didn't lie about this shit, okay? Two-Face, fuck him. I got my $20 back, but because he wants to persist and make up lies and say I stole just to cover his shit up, fuck original Juggalo family, because they're not original Juggalo family. Motherfucker, how the fuck are you original Juggalo family and you ain't even old enough to be original Juggalo family, motherfucker? I got kids your motherfucking age, bitch. Okay? Original Juggalo family. You know what they do, Havoc? They start these little crews, and then they fucking say, okay, we got so many followers, we're going to, like, make some merchandise, and then we're gonna sell it and make some money off the hatchet, man. We got 20,000 people following us now. Let's sell glow-in-the-dark shirts now and stickers and make money off. Whoop, whoop, man, fuck you and your merch. That's all I got to say. I got mad love for you, Havoc. Thank you very much.
Anytime, homie.
Yeah, so I ain't gonna hang up yet, man. You know, you can play your music, but that, you got any questions?
Nah, man, no questions, homie. I mean, honestly, you know, I feel the same way you do, man.
And I know you're fucking family, dude. And if I ever do anything that seems out of pocket, this is what I ask of you. Just come to my inbox or call me up. My number's 213-260-3420. That's 213-260-3420. And any motherfucking juggalo that wants to call me up, because I can control fucking prank callers on my fucking phone, so whatever. My phone number's public. If you a juggalo, just like I did on Christmas, if you was a juggalo and depressed and thinking about suicide, we were the only juggalo family chat, the only juggalo group that was there for people down and out. And if you wanted to fucking commit suicide or you felt alone, we were there for you. And, you know, as much as we could be, because we got lives. But at least I'm going to be for you there on Christmas, because I know how. Because this homie right here, I shed tears around Christmas, every motherfucking Christmas, for my own personal reasons. Okay? But I'm a fucking juggalo, and I will fucking love you. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that's all there is to it, dog. That's all there is to it. If you're a juggalo, motherfucking show that motherfucking mad clown love. Show much motherfucking wicked clown love and quit assuming shit. Quit using juggalo fucking commandments thing just because they look cool and thinking that's, look, motherfucker, just listen to the goddamn music. Study the motherfucking Joker cards. Quit making up shit. It's all about.
Don't even get me started on the 13 juggalo commandments. Don't even get me started.
I know, man. I know. You know, woo, man, I hope some people heard this shit. Is this shit going to be tape recorded, dog?
Man, every episode we have is archived and always up for download.
Good shit. Well, listen, I'm going to be helping you out. When I get back to Chicago, I'm going to help you out as much as I can so we can get you up to a point where it's like, you know, if you're ready for it, you might want to just keep doing your little thing. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, man, we can get you to, like, a nice little point here. You know, I can get you some nice motherfuckers to interview. You know what I'm saying? Get a little money behind you, man, so you can have a couple of nice shows. Maybe throw a concert, you know, sponsored by the show. You know, or whatever the case. Whatever the case, we juggalos. We can get creative and help each other out with all kinds of shit. And that's what we're about. That's what we're supposed to be about. And I got love. I got much love for you motherfuckers, you know? And you know, and quit, you know, look, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. There are Juggalo gangs, motherfuckers, so just get the fuck over it. We have Juggalo gangs, okay? And I'm going to reveal, we got CPK out, we got Juggalo gangs in Fresno, we got Juggalo gangs in San Diego. Now, I don't like the way they be acting, but we got Juggalo gangs, man. We got motherfuckers that are Juggalos, and they happen to be crewed up because of everybody else around them is in a gang. They have almost no choice but to be a gang. So these other motherfuckers say, well, we're not a gang, we're a family. Look, man, we are a family. But you fuck with these motherfuckers out in San Diego or in the Valley or in Fresno and see what happens to you. Those are motherfucking down-ass Juggalos. And I wish we were a motherfucking gang because I guarantee you that none of this fucking punk-ass bullshit be happening. Gang members don't do this to each other. They really don't. They really, really don't. So the FBI is smoking crack trying to call us a gang, okay? But you gangs out there in California, okay, I used to be part of you. I ain't part of you motherfuckers no more. If I see you again, you choose to do what you want to do. But fuck your fucking gang-banging activity, okay? Fuck your gang-banging activity. But if I see you and you getting beat up by some Crips and some Bloods and there ain't no guns or whatever, look, if there's some guns, I'm going to just have to call the police, homie, because I ain't, you know, you shouldn't have been talking shit to some motherfuckers carrying guns, okay? But, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be there for you just because I'm a law, and I really love the mythology behind what we are supposed to be. But in all reality, we're just fans of ICP and Twisted. This is their dream. This is their fucking dream, man. And they're not trying to run away, okay? I'm just trying to honor it as much as I can, all right? But as soon as y'all motherfuckers want to get racist, that's what I can't stand. As soon as you want to start stealing from a motherfucker, that's what I can't stand. And then to top that off, to cover up what you did, to lie about it, to lie about it. Do you think that Ransom Stark would actually get away at Juggalo Court if I presented this recording from PayPal and also the receipt numbers? What do you think this bitch would say? Nothing. Nothing. He'd get his ass thrown in the fucking birdcage, and I would throw piss at him. I straight up would throw piss at him, and wouldn't nobody do nothing. I'd throw straight piss at him. Anybody knows about the birdcage, just leave it at that, okay? If you in the birdcage, your ass belongs in the fucking birdcage. Belong. I've seen Juggalos running around the gathering without charms on and not getting caught, not getting in trouble. So if you got thrown in the birdcage, you're a fucking dick. So, you know, Ransom Stark, he'll never go up against me. And the only thing he has is to try to rally up a bunch of people against me so he can have a bunch of politics because Juggalos don't like to think. They're very cliquish, and they've got their friends' backs. So that's what I have to prepare for. At this gathering, if I'm standing there and I get called out, somebody might get chopped up with an axe. And look, I'm going to tell you something right now. This may be the first year. Y'all better hope there's some motherfucking cops at the gathering this goddamn year. Okay? Because if I see you, I'm going to act like I love you inside the gates. But don't catch me outside the gates, motherfucker, straight up. Because me and you both know what you did. And it's a whole different game when your ass wants to slander, which means lie. That is against the law. And to do that, knowing. See, people do that, Havoc. People do that, to cover up their fucking wrongs. So you know that they're wrong. They know that they're wrong. And they don't want nobody else, so they make up shit. And I don't have nothing else to do except this little proof that I have. I have nothing else to show. So I'm holding on to it for dear life. And I'm going to try to be consistent with who I am. But you punk bitch jugglers, remember this, Hybrid Low is coming for you motherfuckers. You ain't fucking real ass juggalos. You're jugga fans. You're fucking jugga fashion type motherfuckers. You're a juggalo for fashion. You can suck my fucking dog's. No, you can't fuck. No, my dog's pussy is too good for you. You can fucking.
This is hybrid.
Hey, look. Violent J loves me, okay? A lot of people say me and J act just alike. So this is for years this has happened. So you know what? I feel like I'm in good company, even though I think J is kind of like harsh a whole lot of times. I think I'm a lot nicer. But you know what? Not to compare myself to these guys, but this is who I am, man. But I ain't never had a problem. And remember that I said this, homies. I never had problems. I had two problems with juggalos out of the 20 years, a little over 20 years I've been a juggalo. I had two fucking problems with juggalos, some punk bitch cowards, okay? When I got to the internet, oh, my motherfucking God. The Twitter lows, the Facebook lows, look, I have been called nigger more by juggalos on Facebook than anybody in my entire life. You hear what I'm saying? My whole life. So what the fuck is going on? You want to be family, act like family. All right? Now, I got a request. If you want to play a request, now shut the fuck up. Okay? If you could play a motherfucking song at some point in the time by Tech N9ne. My two favorite songs, Dysfunctional and Leave Me Alone, believe it or not. I don't know which one to play. You could choose it if you got it. Dysfunctional or Leave Me Alone. I think Leave Me Alone would be much more appropriate in my situation. But that's the song I would play. All you motherfuckers listening to Juggalo Family Chat, this is Hybrid Low coming at you. Your motherfucking big brother in Las Vegas headed towards Chicago. Okay? Tuned in to this motherfucker, to Havoc. Havoc. Give this motherfucker some love. Give this ninja some love. All right, this is motherfucking Juggalo Rider Radio, bitches. Recognize, bitches. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Kimberly.
That's my bro, yo. I love my bro.
And we have Ghetto G, the co-host with us. What's going on, Ghetto?
Really not quite sure.
He's speaking the truth, though, like, for real.
Why is that guy so angry?
He's not angry. He's speaking the truth.
Hey, did somebody just say why is he so angry? They must not have heard everything I said. I'll just say it in about 10 seconds why I'm so angry. I had juggalos that run some pretty big groups fucking steal money from me that I was sending them to fucking support their cause. They never gave me my fucking products. I called them out, and because of me calling them out, now I got a fucking army of trolls on my ass harassing my family and me, and I don't play that fucking shit, homie. That's why I'm fucking angry.
What?
And if somebody's just mad, are you mad? Hell yeah, I'm motherfucking mad. If somebody asks me if I'm mad to my face, I'm slapping the spit out your fucking mouth.
Damn, what the fuck, yo? That's some fuck shit.
Have we learned nothing over the years not to give people money over the internet?
Listen, it doesn't matter about giving the money. See, that's what I trip out on. I understand what you're saying, Juggalo, but listen to this, okay? When people, after all the shit I told a motherfucker, me sending motherfucking money to a juggalo should be the last thing to be fucking admonished. Should be the last thing to be corrected. The last thing to be rebuked. The first thing that should be coming out of your juggalo mouth should be, fuck, they stole money from you, homie? Damn. That's
man, I don't
what
care
should be
who it is, man. If they steal one money, they steal one money, and that's fucked up. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, but we're juggalos, dog. It's even worse when you're a juggalo and you steal money from another fucking juggalo. Okay, I don't give a fuck if you steal from your fucking neighbor down the street. You just got a fucking problem, you know? I used to steal and I stopped stealing. But you gonna fucking call yourself a juggalo and you're taking from other juggalos, something's wrong with you, okay? That, you know, something's just definitely wrong with the motherfucking juggalo and they need their asses whooped. Sometimes the ass whooping helps a motherfucker turn around and do the right thing. But turning a fucking back on the shit and sweeping it under the carpet and saying, oh, just forget about it and don't steal your money. No, to me, that's the wrong thing to do.
We're supposed to be family and shit.
Hell, man, I probably got a better chance getting money from the crackhead down the street than any other juggalo, man. I'm telling you that right now. There ain't nobody giving me money.
But the thing is, fucking, the point is that fucking you don't steal money from another juggler because we all put
family. I know,
I got that.
I got that money.
You know what I'm saying? But fucking, that shit's true. I mean, we family. We shouldn't be stealing from each other and all that shit and fucking talking shit and fucking, you know, doing stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's some fuck shit. It really is. It's some fuck
shit. You know what? But you know what? I'm weighing in with that part, though. You know, because of something that Hybrid mentioned, you know, you got motherfuckers, you know, trying to make money off the hatchet. The way I look at it is, you know, you got like motherfuckers like fucking SPH, like something.
Yeah, man. Them people making mad money, ripping off ICP.
Exactly my point. You know, you got motherfuckers like them. You got motherfuckers, you know, like Hybrid mentioned, you know, making money off the hatchet. And the way I look at it, they're stealing money from Psychopathic because of the fact the Hatchet Man, the Joker cards, that right there is all trademarked to Psychopathic. So, you know,
yeah.
So pretty much, you know, they have the right to sell that gear because it's their gear. But, you know, to other jugglers out there, you know, that are making money off of it, you know, the way I look at it, they're stealing money from, the, you know, from Psychopathic.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, like, that's the way I look at it.
Well, you would think that was the case.
Hybrid, would you agree with that?
Hell yeah! Yeah, man. Okay, see, check it out. We want to, we as a Juggalo Family Chat under Angel Irizarry, okay, we want to fucking sell merch too. We want to do some things, and I have some ideas to, you know, I want to have a consistent, like a, to make it magazine style. We have enough fucking people on this fucking page to where we can start a project and bring people into something. Now listen, this is what my plan is. I don't want to charge Juggalos really for a whole lot of shit. I want to charge outside advertisers because they know that hella juggalos, hella people are going to be subscribing to our page. So when they see those numbers, then they'll say, yeah, we'll give you $150 for 3 months to advertise on your page or whatever, okay, and we can make money that way. Now, as far as the Hatchet Man, let me tell you this. I'm telling every motherfucker out there using the Hatchet Man now. Now listen, I do love Blunt Man, okay? But that really is his design. It's mostly Shaggy's, but he has the blunt in his hand, okay? Now Blunt Man is a recognized vendor for the last fucking 11 years at the motherfucking Gathering of the Juggalos. He has hella haters, and he don't give a fuck. And that's why I love that motherfucker, right? Because that motherfucker, who is also a commissioner on Juggalo Family Cobra Group, he has his little character, you know? That's his business, and Psychopathic accepts him. So if Psychopathic ain't saying nothing to him, then that's them. He makes Psychopathic money, okay? Dig this fucking shit. If you are a juggalo and you decide to come up with a fucking idea and you don't write Psychopathic and ask them with a certified fucking letter and say, hey, is it okay if we use this? And then they say, hey, no problem. And you have that in writing or a phone call that was recorded or whatever, then you're fucking exploiting the Hatchet Man for your own fucking benefit. And every fucking juggalo that sees this needs to stop buying merchandise of these punk bitch motherfuckers that are exploiting the family. We can buy merchandise from people, you know. And look, I ain't gonna lie, SPH makes quality fucking supreme fucking merchandise. They do. And it's not like Psychopathic doesn't know about them. None of my business. I just know that they at least fulfill their orders for people. You hear what I'm saying? Now, if they are exploiting, I don't want no part of it, okay? But I am not going to the hatchet. I am going to fucking buy merchandise. I am going to write Psychopathic and let them know this is what we're doing. Is this okay with you motherfuckers? They're going to say, yeah, it's good. Then I got a record of it. That's called professionalism, goddammit.
But, you know, and on SPH, you know, SPH, you know, Gene Hooks, you know, he was, you know, Psychopathic, you know, did message him telling him, you know, to stop production of anything that has the Hatchet gear, you know, that has the Hatchet Man.
Hmm. Well, a thief is a thief is a thief is a motherfucking thief. You know what I'm saying? And if I'll put it this way. I don't give a fuck. SBH is on my friends list, and I don't think about it because I never sent these dudes some money. But I'll tell you right now, if SBH stole something from somebody, you know, I definitely would be on the side of the person they got stolen from. But I really suggest, and I'm even going to say this to Bluntman and everybody. If you, hey, what's wrong with it? Just make it sure, okay? Make it legit. Write a letter to a psychopathic, and they'll send you a letter back. And then you can have that letter and say, hey, motherfucker, I got permission to use this, okay? That's all you got to do, and then nobody can say shit. But if you want, but see, that's the thing. If you do shit like that and you get caught not sending merchandise to motherfuckers, that's your ass. That's your ass. You will get blackballed, okay? You will get blackballed, you know? But motherfuckers, y'all need to really fucking, you know, if you're going to be family, fucking, you know, quit making money off the fucking hatchet. I mean, you know, fucking, let psychopathic know. I want to know, because I know Ransom Stark ain't done it, and I really shouldn't have said nothing, because he probably going to fucking call and try to do it now. But too late, bitch, I'm still going to knock your lips off your face. It's too quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my bad, man. I had to take a piss.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
We wear the business toilet.
Oh, man.
And, of course, to get a deep surprise, I actually muted myself.
Hey, I hope you didn't think of me when you peed. I bet you weren't thinking about me too, because it was like too much. It's like you probably taking a piss and be like, "Damn, man, Hybrid is pissed off like a motherfucker," and you just pissing. He's like, "Damn." So technically, yeah, no homo. I know that that's not homo. So yeah, don't worry about it. You know, but hey, man, look, Juggalos, I just want to be family, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't want to catch motherfuckers to catch me crying or fucking, because then they'll talk about it. But I ain't gonna lie to you. It hurts, dog. You know, they can call it butt hurt. They can call it whatever. But why the fuck would we say family if we didn't want to be involved in a situation where we got some love coming? You know, where we you know, homies is a fucking beautiful song, man. You know, it's just a beautiful fucking song for us. You know, and it's like, can't you listen to the fucking lyrics? You know, it's basically about who was here when this happened, when you first did this, or when you lost your virginity, or when you first did this. You know, it was your homie. We were there. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, so the word homie, you know, it really, technically the word homie is from black culture, and this is what it means. It means people that live in your home area, okay? If you live in my hometown, you are my homie. Now, it has spread out to where people just say, hey, homie, and I ain't never seen your ass before. You're in fucking New York, and I'm in goddamn Russia, and you're my, hey, homie, how you doing, homie? Comrade, homie. Hey, homie, how you doing, homie? You know, but we're Juggalos. So by default, we are supposed to be homies. And I just want the love of the family, man. That's why I put so much energy into this. I thought I could, like, help run a group and get these punk bitches out of the group and just, you know, try to have some, you know, I mean, we got to have some order because Facebook will get rid of us, guys. You know, but I just want a family, man. I didn't think that joining Xbox GTA 5 would have, like, a group of Juggalos called the Cursed Fucking Bitch Made Juggalos come after me, and not just in the game. These motherfuckers come off the goddamn game and be talking shit to me on Facebook, on YouTube. I was having a problem with Ledbetter's racist ass. Yeah, that motherfucking Ledbetter clown gear, don't buy none. If I ever see somebody with a Ledbetter clown gear shirt on, I'm going to fucking throw something at you. I don't care if you're fucking 6'7". If I see you wearing Ledbetter clown gear, I'm going to be hella ignorant. And I'm telling you on the hatchet, I better not ever see a motherfucker wearing no Ledbetter clown gear. That ain't fucking Juggalo shit. You look on that goddamn video, that motherfucker's calling me nigger. What's that joke? All the niggers breathing the white man's air. Well, he changed that joke, talking about my nostrils and how big they are. He changed that joke to, my nostrils are so big and I'm breathing up all the Juggalos air. Okay? And then he calls me, nigga, nigga, nigga. You don't like that word, nigga? Well, nigga, nigga, nigga. I call you that because you're hella ignorant. Well, shut the fuck up, motherfucker. If I was a white dude, you would not be calling me nigga, even if it meant ignorant. You'd be calling me a fucking dick, a punk, an asshole. You know, well, that's not true, hybrid. I call me, shut the fuck up. Whoever the fuck's about to say that, shut the fuck up, okay? You know what the fuck you mean when you call a black person a nigger. Stop it. You're a fucking juggalo. We go chicken hunting together. We are supposed to hunt down methodically, okay, or proverbially, okay? We hate redneck racists, okay? We don't like you racist redneck motherfuckers, okay? Yes, there was a fucking song made, Fuck Your Rebel Flag, and we have to really think about what that really means now because they didn't have the knowledge about the rebel flag or what we know now. But as far as I'm concerned, I still say fuck your rebel flag, okay? If you're a homie and you carrying the rebel flag, I'm going to respect you and your fucking flag. You can say fuck the American flag, motherfuckers. So, you know, fuck your rebel flag, motherfuckers. Fuck my American flag. Fuck it, okay? But when you start calling your juggalo homies niggers and shit, you need to get my fist in your fucking mouth and thread it through your body and pull out your asshole, okay? And then I'm trying to think of some creative shit. You know, I need to put you on my shifter bomb on my fucking forearm, okay? And fuck you in the ass with my fucking forearm, okay? And just fuck your guts up. That's the fuck I want to do. That's what the fuck I want to do. I want to do some crazy, nasty shit. Dude, I'm saying the type of shit. I'm just, you know, well, hey, psychopathic records, motherfucker. Fuck it. I don't know. Maybe they're just words, and I'm just saying some psychopathic words. But, yes, hey, everybody ask me right now, and I'm serious. You know how they say, you mad, bro? Everybody ask me that. Say, you mad, bro? Anybody going to ask me?
I'm here.
Ask me if I'm mad. Say, are you mad, bro?
Yes,
go ahead,
I'm
Angel.
No,
you
hear me.
Angel, in English.
I'll just do it. Mad, bro? Yes, I'm very mad. I am fucking angry. And I'm mad as fuck, and I'm not going to take anymore. All you fucking Juffa hoes and Jugga fucking hoes, I'm coming for you. If I don't see you, And you're not in my way, you ain't got to worry about shit. If you're a juggalo and you've stolen money from me, I am going to go to jail for a misdemeanor for smacking the spit out your fucking mouth. You better get all your fucking homies together to beat my ass when I come to you. Well, guess what, motherfucker? When I see you, I will have homies with me to make sure, because I don't go to no fucking parties alone, okay? You motherfucking fake-ass motherfuckers, I'm calling you all the fuck out. Corey Barnes, the cursed jugglers, suck my dick. Juggalo family chat run by Ransom Stark, suck my dick, okay? Original Juggalo family run by Two-Face the Abomination, suck my neighbor's dog's dick, you piece of shit. You're worse than the rest of them because I told you out of my own mouth I loved you like a brother. I'll smack the spit out your fucking mouth, dude. You don't know who the fuck you're fucking with. I grew up on this shit. I've been a juggalo for a long time and have celebrated being a juggalo, and I love my juggalo attitude, and you can't say I'm fucking ignorant because ignorant means lack of knowledge, and I've been to college, and I can fucking talk to you about all kinds of esoteric history and a whole bunch of other shit, too. So let me tell you something. All you fake-ass juggalos, okay? And if you think you're real, let me just address you a different way. All you juggalos that got beef with me, I'm going to fucking show your ass to the whole fucking family, and I will win. I fucking promise you, motherfuckers, I will win. And when I win, we're going to get back to the family again. But you ain't going to be part of it, motherfucker, because everybody's going to know that you fucking stole for no good reason. You stole, and then you tried to cover it up by ruining another juggalo's life. Spaz Angel Irizarry in the back. You harassed him and his family. You have harassed me and my family. You have talked shit about me. Ledbetter, the clown, is going to get kicked in his fucking midget-ass fucking balls when I see his ass talking to my woman. I'm going to beat the... Hey, Oh, Ledbetter, I swear to God, I hope you hear this fucking recording. Call the police, dude, because I am going to beat the shit out of you. I promise you, dog, this is on the hatchet. I ain't fucking playing, dog. I am not fucking playing. I'm coming for you, dude. Remember that, dog. Y'all motherfuckers are juggalos that don't need to be around us. You need to be hanging around the motherfucking juggalos or waving swastikas around and going Heil Hitler and all that fucking shit. Okay? That's the kind of juggalo you are. All right, motherfucker. I bet you won't be talking that shit at the gathering because you'll get your ass whooped pouring that shit up in the gathering. See me outside the gates. Both of us are going to jail. And that's a fucking promise. That's a fucking promise. Two-Face, Corey Barnes, Ransom Stark, a.k.a. Kenneth Travis, real name, Dirty fucking Christensen, whatever the fuck your name is. Okay? Fuck you motherfuckers. Now, I got that all out. I think I might masturbate or something. I think I'm okay now. I think I got that all out. Just got a little masturbation, you know, get a little semen out, you know, let off the stress, you know, and just fucking just, you know, drink a pop or something. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with a little fucking masturbation. Just, you got to wink that shit right, though. Dude, but you know what? You can even come a lot harder if you don't fucking wank it and try to come fast. You got to play with yourself a little bit. You know what I mean? Rub your nipples and shit. Lick your lips and simulate. you know, grab your fucking cock and rub the head of it with your thumb and tell yourself I love you, okay? Fucking tell yourself that you love yourself and just rub that fucking shit and just rub it. And then when you can't take no more, just fucking pow, and that fucking semen will blow all the way across the fucking room. Make sure that penis is not looking at you because it will hit you in the eye, and that shit's hella uncomfortable when semen hits you in the fucking eye.
All right, man. Havoc, play him a song, man.
All right, yeah.
Listen, we do that. Here we go.
Where I'm at right now, I ain't got no tolerance for something stupid, for hatred, or envy. If you bring in any one of those, how about leave me alone? They pray I free fall any day. Well, I don't need y'all anyway. Negativity, give me nay. You finna hear me say, just leave me right here with my henny. Say my chicks in plenty pay. Your boy checked, I'm blown and still rep the home. But now I just wanna be left alone. They wish death in my flesh and my chromosomes slept in my stones. They need a little bit less Patron. And they holler, the weirdo. When I walk in the spot, the zeros. Pissed cause they ladies wanna swallow my euro. They live in squalor and fear though. They daughter come here though. She know I keep plenty Robert De Niro. You punks will never get to see me let a tear go. Started hating the second I busted a mere flow. I just want you to get some guns, not near no. Negative energy, that is the remedy. Ayo, listen here, bro. Like baby time, baby saying check Nina, he crazy high. But you want me on your video and CD. You elementary rappers, the straight remedial ADD. I'm in my own world, partner, and you don't fit there. All your tech hatred has got you sounding like a bitch player. Getting into the multiple haters, and I swear it ain't about a pass, homie, but if the shoe fit, wear it, nigga. If you size 9, when I step inside mine, it'll feel like you died trying, and you know that I can't buy time for you to get cast for its high time. You tried crimes against me cause you couldn't follow the guidelines. They say respect your elders, you best go tell the Lord forgive you cause what's next, your failure. Just leave me where it's left, your hell, bro. Invest your mail cause something to sell, cause if tech don't smell ya, tech don't tell ya.
Stay away from me.
Bitch be gone, losing my life.
tried to get me bond. Cause if it happens again, I'm a boy. I wish I had no problem with smacking a friend with a gap of snapping the chin. But I got picked up when I get it in. For sure, I'm taking all the crazy hoes out of my lady mode. I'm done with the oldies, nothing but new shit in my radio. Leave me solitary, cause the way she go is shady though. It's later for their ego, no more technology, the baby no. All of you need to try click and straight deny dick. Leave us alone, cause you're mentally damaged, no try sick. I wish I wasn't a star and the gentleman would die quick. So next time you're tripping, I'll flip and hit you in your eyes, bitch.
Stay away from me. Leave me by my lonely.
Stay away from me, please stay far away from me. Leave me by my lonely, just let me be. Stay away from me, please stay far away from me. Leave me by my lonely, just leave me alone.
But, yeah, and we are definitely back. But just so everybody knows, we are ending early tonight just because of the fact, you know, I got work at it's fucking early as fuck in the morning.
I love you, Havoc, man. Good show, dog. We'll be back.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Take care. Much love, bro. Much motherfucking mad motherfucking wicked clown love for you, dog. Take care of yourself. Have a good night at work. Don't get into a car accident. Come back home. Fucking, let's fucking hang. And I can't wait till the day I meet you. And we going to smoke up or whatever you do. And let's just do that shit. Take care of yourself. Much love. Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Oh, I was trying to say we're ending at 12:30, but yeah.
You ended at 12:30? Okay.
Oh yeah, like I said, man, I got work early as fuck in the morning. Although my job makes no damn sense because of the fact I was off today, going to work Tuesday, and I'm off Wednesday. Never makes any sense. Never makes any sense with that damn job. But then Wednesday night, we are taking a night off. Because, you know, since we probably won't have any listeners. And I got to be work early on fucking Thursday.
Okay.
So, gentlemen, so you're right. Fruity Pebbles won the match.
Oh, now I can chime in. Yeah, told you Fruity Pebbles would win.
And I'm kind of surprised fucking Angel didn't like my fucking post.
Man, I thought Angel wasn't even going to be here.
Man, I caught it sooner than you, and I asked you, and he's usually the other way around.
He told us yesterday he wasn't going to be here.
Well, 18th, remember?
He also told us he's not going to be here today, okay? Don't believe me, go back and listen to the show. Okay.
I didn't hear that part. Okay, let's see. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I did say Harper was going to call one of these days.
Yes, he did.
Well, our show is only 2 hours.
Except tonight. Today it's only an hour and a half.
And that took up about an hour. So, what are we going to listen to?
Apparently we're listening to him burp out from his fucking rice.
Well, I definitely don't want to listen to that, so.
Well, I say we go with this.
Cut my pills and stay proud by me.
When I get to California. When I get there. When I get to California. Hook me up with one of them chicks. When you get to the Midwest. I hook you up with a juggalette, y'all. Visual assassin with a master, he would kill us. Seen him drink a lot, but I've yet to see him spill us. Rock, he got two hip-hop in his heart. Try and battle rock and fucking tear your ass apart. I keep my fridge stocked with plenty of Faygo. My fucking neck nice, like old school Lego. What's up, home to the West Coast, Lodi? My rhyme is nice, slow and stony. See all these psychomizers get stoned, they're fanatical. FBI's got us all, listen down to radical. Government officials taking life off the radical. Summer record back and drop, those are the classical. The king's out of murder, state to state. Dog, boy, y'all speak on me, y'all speak set the record straight. Blood, glass, bullshit, they never wear down. So we come as one to fuck off your town.
Demon sneezing. Fire. Man, how about the fact tonight? I had some real true Spanish food. And no, I ain't talking about beans and rice.
What you had?
Empanadas.
Empanadillas?
Yeah, you call that. I would call it empanadas.
You're talking about the half moons, right?
Yeah, the cheese and shit. That's got cheese in it.
Yeah, the empanadillas.
Yep. Well, I call them empanadas.
No, okay, knock yourself out. Okay.
That's the English way you're saying it. I ain't gonna be able to fucking remember how to say it the other way.
Yeah, at least you say, hey, at least you're saying it right though. My is the other version, but I know what you mean. That does sound good,
man.
Right now.
Yeah, cause my name, I don't know what the fuck my neighbors are. I don't know if they're Mexican or Puerto Rican or Brazilian. I don't know what the fuck they are, but they're some kind of Spanish. We'll put it that way.
Ask them.
So. And that shit was homemade, too.
Well, that stuff is easy to make. Seriously, that's so easy to make.
Yeah. If you actually know how to make it, you're actually, well, yes, I'm part Spanish, but I don't know how to make that shit.
The only thing you gotta do is easy. Buy the shells, the Goya shells, and then do you eat ground meat?
Yes. Motherfucker, I'm a fat
kid.
I eat food, period.
Okay. Cook the ground meat. Simple as that. This here's the segment for Havoc cooking on the radio.
I ain't cooking on the radio right now, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, put some ground meat, cook it like that. And then what you gotta do? Use some spoons, buy shells, and then you gotta use a fork to cover, bomb, go around it, and then you gotta fry them.
Yeah, I usually just, if I do have them, I don't make it homemade. I just buy it in a fucking box and I fry it up.
It's well, a lot of work.
And then that's not true. Whatever the hell you just said. That's frozen, store-bought, in a box, throw in the microwave, Havoc, lazy-ass stuff.
Actually, no. I don't put it in the microwave. I actually literally fry it up on the stove.
Didn't he just say
that? Well,
that's
how you got to froze when it's like that, yeah. Well, I think my opinion is better homemade.
Yeah, probably. I mean, like I said, I mean, you know, I don't always have it. I mean, I was kind of surprised that my neighbors kind enough to actually give me some. Because I'm always complaining about how much they're fucking retarded.
Hey, well, you got to slide to paradise.
Like I said, man, I'm part Spanish. Well,
you're
Spain, but, you know, still. And I mean, at the most, the only thing I know how to really make that part Spanish is fucking beans and rice, like you.
That's basic. That's nothing. That's basic. Try bake something lean. That takes you a while. That takes like 12 hours to cook.
Yeah, I ain't cooking under that. I'm not having this. So that take 12 hours to cook. Fuck out of here.
Hey, boy, it's good. Especially when it comes to the chicken.
Yeah, but still, man, I mean, if I gotta wait 12 hours to eat it, fuck that.
Well, hey, but if you're doing it for a holiday, it's worth it, though.
Hey, holidays, yes, but still, if it takes 12 hours, yeah, they're gonna be fucked. They're gonna be shit out of luck.
They're not cheap. Like, what are they, like 12 something a pound nowadays? It's not even buying nowadays.
I don't know. I'm going to either that, or if I really want fucking empanadas, I'll go down to the bodega, where that's what's fucking made there.
Hey, this is saving you money. Might as well make it yourself. Like you said, buy a thing of ground meat, season it up, and then fry it up. And the shells are pretty cheap. I don't know how much they are down there.
I don't know how much the fucking shells are. I don't know what the fucking shells look like.
Easy. They're looks like if you got a Save-A-Lot, you got a Save-A-Lot down there, right?
Oh, a Save-A-Lot.
You don't got a Save-A-Lot down there?
No.
How about a Dave's?
A what?
Dave's Supermarket.
And if I'm asking you what the fuck they are, obviously we don't have them.
Okay, what's the type of supermarket you got down there?
We got a Price Right, we got a ShopRite, we have a Stop and Shop, we have an A&P's, we have a Big Y.
You don't got no Super K or nothing like that down there? Kmart or Walmart?
Yeah, well, Walmart.
See, I think they use Walmart. I think they might got them on there, but every shop got the Goya section. Gotta look for your Goya.
And the Goya section for us is in the... my store is in the International. Unfortunately, it's with it's Goya Vitatron, or however they fucking pronounce that bullshit. Something called Grace. Some other things I'm not going to be able to pronounce because I'm too damn white for that shit.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Look for a round circle, and they're yellow. You can't miss them.
Round circle,
yellow,
and they're yellow.
Paper. Yeah, they're yellow, and you look for white paper.
For white paper.
Well, that's how they look. I can show you. I can send you an inbox. I can show you how they picture. I can show you how they look like.
What they look like.
What they look like, yeah.
Circle and they're yellow.
It
looks like white paper.
It's like a piece of toilet paper with a pit stain in the middle.
No, it's wax. Wax paper, but it won't stick.
Okay, it's wax paper with piss in the middle.
There you go. However, you want to put that.
We have 60
Damn,
seconds.
Sex.
Well, you have 60 seconds to send me this shit because otherwise I'm going to go pass the fuck out.
Holy shit, is that a butterfly?
And of course, Ghetto G goes look for the butterfly. Well, I'm gonna go pass the fuck out. Be there, community!